Uber is planning to roll out teen accounts across the Toronto and Hamilton area in 2023, and the rideshare company has asked Orillia City Council to work with it in rolling out the planned program locally. In a letter considered by council last week, the company stated its plans to provide services for teen customers, with a host of safety features. Some of Uber's proposed measures include live tracking of teen passengers, PIN verification to ensure these passengers get in the right vehicle, and ensuring highly rated, experienced drivers provide teens with rides. In addition, parents, guardians must invite teens to set up their accounts, and will be able to contact the drivers. Audio recordings will be taken on the passenger's device, as well, Uber stated. The letter to council requested the city find ways to address the vulnerable sector check, VSC, requirement, which is required for transporting minors in Orillia. In 2018, council required Uber's drivers undergo a VSC, just as local cab company drivers had to do, which ultimately led to the rideshare company blacklisting the city until late 2022. VSCs can take up to 3 months to complete, according to local cab companies who have spoken out against rideshare companies. Council directed city staff to prepare a report on ride-sharing safety and the VSC requirements, but Coun. Janet Lynn Durnford had concerns about Uber's vague request. My concerns are that they speak of establishing teen accounts, and I'm not seeing any definition of what they mean by teen, she said. They say, they would encourage staff to examine ways to address the vulnerable sector check requirement in order to protect public safety. I'm finding that very vague, and I'm not certain what they are asking of us here. In its letter, Uber did not clarify whether teen extended to minors under the age of 18. Durnford said she would not support anything that could potentially place the city at risk. In my understanding, depending on the definition of teen, is that the requirement for vulnerable sector checks may be covered by provincial legislation, so I just have some hesitancy with regard to this memorandum, she said. Those are all things that staff report, which is what they're requesting here, could cover, responded Mayor Don McIsaac. The report will be brought forward to a future meeting of council.